May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, has become synonymous with celebrations. On Cinco de Mayo, everybody's Mexican. Parties happen all over the United States in observance of the day, although its meaning goes way beyond margaritas and guacamole. Many Americans confuse the date with Mexican Independence Day, which is actually September 15th. So why do we celebrate Cinco de Mayo?
Every year, the Hispanic community, together, of course, with the Mexican community, were celebrating Cinco de Mayo, and the U.S. citizens joined these celebrations. And now, most probably, Cinco de Mayo is more celebrated in the U.S. than in Mexico.
That's Señor Javier Abud, the Mexican consul in Anchorage, who presented a primer on Cinco de Mayo as one of the consulate's events tied to the day. He says Mexicans in California started the trend long ago, a year after a Mexican victory in battle. Cinco de Mayo marks a milestone in the Mexican struggle for independence, when at the Battle of Puebla, poorly trained and vastly outnumbered Mexican forces under the leadership of General Ignacio Zaragoza held back the well-armed, expertly trained French army on May 5, 1862. The French general had bragged he would take Mexico with 6,000 soldiers. The French were bent on conquest, and some historians say were aiming to invade the United States, which was embroiled in its own war between the states at the time. Although the Battle of Puebla did not win the war, it slowed the French advance and served as an inspirational event and is celebrated as such in Mexico. And increasingly, the day is observed in the United States. Anchorage's Gallo's Restaurant highlights the foods of Puebla as part of a week-long Cinco de Mayo festival. Pollo mole, with Mexican rice and refried beans sprinkled with Parmesan. Server Renee Carver says it's a traditional dish popular with restaurant patrons.
What's in mole?
Mole is like a chocolate. It's like a chocolate sauce. Mm-hmm.
Just chocolate, but spicy.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It's got some.
They have
kind
their
of
own
pepper.
Seasonings. Yes, it has onion, salt, chicken broth, and on top they put toasted sesames on top.
There's dishes like pipián rojo, mole poblano, and chiles en nogada, too. Dishes that make Spanish language teacher Norma Wadsworth nostalgic for Mexico. She says Cinco de Mayo was not always noted in Alaska.
I've been here for 32 years. I have seen it grow.
So why is the day important to her?
Because I am from Mexico, and I'm very proud of my heritage. And Cinco de Mayo is our, I guess it's a for everybody.
Soy pura mexicana, nacida en este suelo, en esta hermosa tierra.
While the day may be creating a new tradition in this country, much older traditions seem to be taking root in a younger generation.
Si alguno la mancilla, le parto el corazón. Viva México, viva América, oh tierra bendita de Dios.
That's the strong voice of 16-year-old high school student Zadie Manzano. She's singing patriotic songs in a style called ranchera.
I tend to be very patriotic when it comes to my culture. My parents and my family made sure I was raised to know my roots, to know where I came from, really. I was born here in Alaska, but ever since I can remember, my parents would keep family and culture root here. I've always loved ranchera. I think that's why I keep going. It's my love for it.
Dressed in her vestido de charro, or traditional Mexican singer's outfit, Zadie is carrying on a Mexican tradition and sharing it with Alaska. Consul Abud says Cinco de Mayo has captured the imagination of Americans and provides an opportunity for Americans and Hispanics from multiple national origins to celebrate common values. Mexican consulates all over the U.S. are hosting Cinco de Mayo events this week. I'm Ellen Lockyer.